titles.
Can't you say shit? Because that's crap.
I'm really helping you with the. Whopping huge clitoris.
Ever
like,
put your toe?
I don't think so, because she hasn't got any sexual desires, doesn't feel so. I don't know what she's called.
What footies on the taste, are there?
Huh?
What footballs?
Whose car's that? Not mine. She translated as, what footballs on the television?
Such
a
woman.
I don't know, I don't really care.
It's like cutting.
Sasha?
Yeah.
Are you stupid?
He's looking at the numbers on the houses, isn't he?
No.
Yes, he is, and that's why his bright lights keep flashing up.
Well, I mean, that was really sensible, that was. I mean, that was incredibly sensible what he just did.
What?
Looks at one house, then looks at the next. Oh!
Yeah, maybe he wanted to see if they were going up in the even or not. Manchester City,
if you ever get, if you ever, ever get. Be right again, I'll hit you, right?
What's on the other side? Oh, with the matches on.
It's a bloke. Oh, shame, it's a bloke and he's also got WhatsApp on.
Kung Fu!
And he's going to Oliver's.
Just nudge the handbrake up.
Just nudge the handbrake so it just comes rushing straight down towards us.
So? You look by the damage. Now hopefully a car will be coming out of here.
Stomp it, Uncle Jody. John, I'm
yeah, and it. The car will be laced with high explosives.
I
so when should we hit this? He
no,
gets
it's
blown
it's
up.
It's not as if on here you can accidentally swivel around. How come I've got my head?
I beg your
pardon.
On the D&B, there was me, Ian and Noel all sleeping in the tent, Ian in the middle. We woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and Ian was in the way around. With his head at the bottom of the tent, we don't know how. Today.
Swivel.
Because he would have woken us up if he was like...
Talking
around.
Of swivel,
in boots,
you've got to think about Shameless. And Henry Lewis is the bottom of Shameless. It's called Swivel.
Swivel
on it! You felt that shouting, but...
Oh, tasty. Anyway, we're going 10 minutes. Where do you actually do the
papers? Reddicks,
because I usually
live
on the top floor. All those photos of me in Letland are taken.
So you want the
rest?
Yeah,
up
the big hill.
When they were arguing on the houses.
Yeah. You know when we cross over to do that, when I cross over to do that bit on your side.
The
little bit of this house.
Yeah,
the first house I do is...
Let's get together and feel alright.
No, don't. Because we've got 3 weeks to do a fucking musical. We're starting our video project tomorrow.
It's a bit late, why didn't you start earlier?
Because Debbie's a stupid bitch. Which then means that for the next... Oh, and Alex. Alex is being a stupid tart. It's all about this bouncers thing.
How old's Julian?
Julian, that's 20 now. 21,
sorry. What is it, Julian?
Yeah, Alex and this fucking stupid bouncers project. Means I've got to stop after the rehearsal. Sometimes rehearsal's going to go on until about 7:30 this week. Then Alex wants to do a rehearsal. It's the way she said, oh, can we rehearse in the week? And I'm going, okay. She goes, oh, it's alright, we'll be finished by 9 o'clock. Well, that's no bloody good.
Imagine
you're
sitting there so much
out
for Julian's. Oh, God, it's really skinny, isn't it?
What? See his trousers? They were hanging off, you never worried about them, they're so true. Not the
beard, you might have. At least your chin looks alright, guys.
So when he was sat on top of the stairs, shivering, he looked so thin.
And when he had that
flipping,
that blue blanket round him.
He looked like he was
doing a Romanian thing here.
Bit nasty, I know. I know, but God, did you see him? He was sat there and was going... His eyes were massive.
Yeah, he reckoned that my blanket made him feel worse.
What is he doing? He's just locked up the car. Oh, my God, he's
there. Is he out of the car now?
Oh, he's out of the car. He's probably gone to sit on the bench. It's only raining. I mean, he's got to.
Yeah,
I'm
telling you, they all slept.
So?
I can't believe it.
What the American gets to do? Yeah. There was cakes,
yes. You know, you're dead. You took me dead. You took me last time.
I said I was going to sleep with Stone Hannah. They'd still play. Oh, it was Scott something there as well.
Yeah, probably would actually.
See, if I said to my mum and dad, oh, I'm stopping at Hannah's clubs, she'll say, he's ever stopping at, and I'll say, yes. Now, her reaction wouldn't be, oh, it's Dave.
Yeah, he always sees a kid on
Sunday. Yeah, the reaction wouldn't be, you're not doing that, you're not stopping. The reaction will be because everyone's all bad though.
Just
say
yeah.
Phone
up and ask.
No! Wait a minute,
she knows
that
everyone's
sleeping
there, that's all. Yeah, but she can trust you. What I shall say, myself quite simply. If it ever gets out, I'll say, well, look, I know full well that you wouldn't have let me stop at Helena's. You would have objected to it. I said, but Andy's mum and dad, Andy was like pretty bad, so we left him there. I said, well, I stopped at the time.
I stopped
a
joke, actually.
I think I did quite well, don't you? My acting skills.
Skills.
I was so pissed last night.
Oh, yeah,
shit, I was so pissed. I'm at settee. I was so pissed.
I thought, yeah, you're really far gone, aren't you? I didn't say anything.
It was later on when the cop came in. You lot are all sober now, you can go home. But everybody just, I just went, ah, later.
I said
what,
that
was
you drunk or not?
I was drunk, yeah, but I was nowhere near as drunk as.
Don't give me that crap, Henry, because you told me, oh, God, Scott's really pissed in that stay as well. So don't tell me! Don't tell
him! Emma said that to me.
No, I didn't. I said, can Scott phone his mum?
You thought he was acting because you told me he was well.
I thought he was a bit, well, I don't know.
Andy,
just,
isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't tell if he's bad or not.
He could last night.
Yeah, when he got down here, he was
right. Right, when he spewed on me, he sort of gave it away, though.
Yeah, give it away a bit, really, didn't he? Right, are we up?
Yeah,
in a minute. Meet side Andy's at 10:30. It's 5:05.
Yeah. I've only got to put a jumper on and give him a bag. Yours,
don't
I? Go to the
toilet. I shall walk. Save any unpleasantness about lifts. Well, if I left at the same time as you, he might feel obliged to offer me a lift.
But is if
he did, I would say no.
What are you talking about?
Who do you think?
Well, we're going home now. We're not going up to just Andy straight away.
Oh, I thought you meant. No, I'm going to get my bag in my jumper and I'm going to do my bag out. Oh, I thought you meant to go and check to the papers. No, we haven't got the papers. Got Emma's. I've got to go and get my bag and go up to Emma's and put on the papers. You've got leaflets as well. No. Good. Put some clothes on first. I remember the menu from what Little Lily was wearing last night. Oh, shut up. She was wearing enough and I was warm-blooded.
Hold your comfort blanket. What? Oh, God. Them two beers are down there, you know.
Oh, hell, I'll have them when we've gone.
Hey, market man didn't stay long, did he? Just picked up the kids.
You know where he's sleeping, don't you?
Well, no. God, we've got about Mick and June before we go.
He's bloody warehouse.
Huh?
His warehouse. Where he keeps his stuff.
Yeah, gossip about June and Mick. He's got a girlfriend called Diane, but we knew that, didn't we? Well, she's got two kids, little ones, and he's moved in to a house. Don't know whether it's there or not, but he's very touchy about the subject when anybody asks, because Johnny said, oh, I'm sorry to you about you. He goes, oh, I suppose you know it all, do you? And he goes, no. He goes, I was surprised. I thought Johnny would have told you all of it. And John goes, no, he hasn't said a thing. He goes, honestly, he goes, I don't know. He goes, look, Mick, he hasn't said anything to me. If you don't believe me, then tough, you know. And he said, anyway, according to what Dad's suspicions and from what Mum's been hearing him, that's why he left her. Not because he didn't love her anymore, it's because he's having this fling with this Diane. She's tall, thin, with red hair. She's got two young kids.
Totally
the opposite to June, really, isn't it?
Yeah, what I thought. Because
he was a fish.
Because he, like, oh, he got over it real quick, didn't he? Because he had a girlfriend, didn't he? Mark said he had, like, lady friend, whatever.
Yeah, that's why he left her.
Yeah, I know, but, like, he didn't sort of do it very inconspicuously, did he?
Yeah.
Like, a couple of weeks after he moved out, he flipping shacked up with someone else, I think.
Well, he's moved into somewhere, I don't know if it's with this woman or not, but he's got two young kids.
That's
the
same
war.
Two young kids. How young?
Save my shoes!
Bottom.
All right then, chickens.
Good day.
No.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna walk past one. Right, see ya. Oh, just me and you now.
actually, it takes a while to get used to. When we first started, like, we wouldn't speak or anything, and it was really bad. But then me and Emma got going, and we got a bit drunk, and we just said anything, and it was really embarrassing.
So what's the what?
For, and, like, they're looking at people's accents, and, how did you get it?
A man just knocked on the door and said, will you do this survey for me?
23 types.
Cheers.
And you get 25 pounds in.
That's because I wanted to knock on my door.
Can I tell you where I live? God. Christmas, anybody?
I'll pack it up.
Listen to this one. Great, well done.
No one's gonna know. What did they do, put it on radio or something?
No, it's just a survey to see what words people actually use in everyday life.
There we are. Great. How's it looking for Andrew? At the moment, it's a most used word.
In my vocabulary.
It's a nice name, that is, actually, for Sheena. The Italian or something.
Rebecca. I think a very nice name is. It's not really shown in the school, is it?
Yeah.
Where's it going?
Just send it where? Goes to London. No one's going to know about
it. Alright, I guess it is in London. Definitely.
Yeah, well, there's quite a few million people actually who do. Actually,
yeah. Can't really miss it, just a fat cow.
Somebody else speak of
it. Put yourself down, if I can.
Steph.
Steph.
Got my card. Steph. Grab it a sec. How did you get on, Steph? Good. Excuse me, speak up a bit. Don't worry, I'm only recording you.
Do you know what I'd do? I put it underneath the door in my mum and dad's bedroom at night.
Okay,
I was in a caravan, me and Sarah going rug, rug, rug to them, baby, rug, rug, rug to them, over.
Good look. Aww.
Oh, that'd be funny, that one.
I bet you're close to recording it to
lovely.
Whatever you do, don't panic. She will think you are manic. Whatever you do, don't pay off.
Is there a letter from there? Nice to get it.
So just give us a big key.
Well, you know, and you said you might fail.
Yeah, you're in.
So you
know,
you're in. You're
one of the
best. Good luck, kids. Sorry about the firm. I'm
standing up.
I had a dream last night. There was a mega earthquake.
And Claire was the cause of it.
No.
Claire got flatulence. Sorry, that was nothing.
I used some big words. Promiscuous. Obscure.
Anti disestablishmentarianism.
Get a dictionary, Sarah.
Read it. That's the longest word in the dictionary. That's the longest word in the dictionary.
Hayes. Sad. People started sniffing Hayes.
Yeah, bye. I reckon the most used words are things like the
and sex.
No, I don't.
And.
Yeah.
Is this going to be
no,
really
like,
loud or not?
Like, if you're from Manchester, it's mad.
It actually picks up voices really well. There's a load of music on and you can still hear everyone's voice.
How about the background? Run it to the background.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't listened to that
one.
Can
I pick it up with my parted?
Not with me, no. Oh, yes, I have it in my bag.
Have you? Can
you
listen to it in a minute, please?
Alright.
Oh, I want to listen to it. You've already
listened. Lord, do you mind not using this obscure word?
Would you pick it up with my parted?
It doesn't matter, you can fly if you want.
You should pick up a chair and throw something.
Me and Emma was talking about the flipping thing she gets up to with Scott.
That's not much.
Emma who?
I forgot you knew actually just then.
Just keep asking around there.
Yeah,
she thinks that she makes them cookie.
She doesn't like it. See each other every day.
On her first day there, she asked that the best looking boy in the year.
Hang on, let me switch the
scene.
What did he say?
Really,
you missed all the interesting stuff.
I said I was really looking forward to meeting because like Andy was going away. Andy's mum and dad were going away. And Emma's mum and dad were going away. And I goes, yeah, well, unfortunately, Joanne.
I said Jim the other day.
Oh, I was going, yeah. So. No. I don't know. It depends on this. That's his now, really.
I said to him, I said, the only thing that pisses me off at the moment is Helena. And she goes, why? I go, well, every time I've got, when I went out to the VD the other night and when I come in the other night, there was Helena with her arms around Andrew. So it's not that I'm worried about it, but I just think it's a bit tarty of her because she's fancies the pants off Pete, and as soon as my back's turning, Pete's in there, she's all over Andrew, and I goes, yeah, I know what you mean.
I only wind you up.
I goes, I know exactly what's going to happen when I go away this Easter. I goes, I'm not bothered about the fact she's getting off with him, I'm just thinking, you know, it's not fair on Peter.
Oh yeah, it's not fair on Peter. Oh, poor angelic little Peter. Yeah, he's not taking me for a ride or anything.
Well, you as well, because you using Andrew, really.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't do anything.
I got off with Andrew, but that's all only who I get off with him. And I don't fancy him. I know I don't want to go out with him. I just fancy for occasional snub, fair enough. But I'm just saying, like, you know, you fancy the pants off Peter, but if my back's turning Peter in there, you're all over Andrew, like, bloody
no, but guys. I mean, I only wind him up. I only wind you up. I wouldn't really do anything. I mean, I used to fancy him really badly.
You will do when I'm in at Easter.
I won't.
You will.
Unless I was drunk, I wouldn't, because
I know. You're gonna get drunk, so what's the problem?
I know, because I know he doesn't want to really. And to be quite honest, if Pete's there, everyone else can just go and drop dead. Because
exactly.
It's true. I know it is. I really fancy Peter, like, for God's sake. I mean, I really do. You know, and I only wind you and Andy up. I wouldn't really do anything. Honestly, I wouldn't.
Come on.
I wouldn't really do anything, Joanne. Don't you trust me?
No. No, it's fine. No, I wouldn't really. Do you trust me?
No.
Good. We must have got to take an ambulance, you know, last night. No. We won't take that for real. Thanks. No, I'm so joking. We're going to have to rush for an hour. The 27 Mount Pleasant Street.
Everywhere you go!